At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Welcome back to The Daily Practice, my lovelies, and happy spring to you. I hope you're feeling really good as we transition into this new season right now with all the energy that we have in the air. We have arrived at Aries season. It's a leap year this year, so we got to enter Aries season a day early, which is just amazing. Lots of fiery go-getting energy comes along with that. We have passed the spring equinox, which means we're officially in this new season, and there's just so much forward momentum and movement. So regardless of how much spring you can actually see outside, where I am right now, it's not very springy. It's literally snowing. We should be starting to feel that energy of rebirth and reawakening in different areas of our lives right now. So what I want to do today is really important, and it's something that we should do in the transition for every new season. I want us to set a really clear intention for spring. And setting intentions, it's something that we do all the time here on the show. It's something that I work with in my own personal life really deeply in a lot of different ways. Setting intention really just means that you give yourself ample time to contemplate what is ahead, to check in with where you are, and then to very mindfully, in a sacred way, speak your longing out loud, defining what you are longing for, what you want out of this next chapter of your life. And slowing down to give ourselves that ability to actually set intentions whenever we enter a new stage, whether that is setting an intention for a new week or setting an intention for a new season or for the year or setting an intention as you start a new relationship or a new project at work. We can set an intention for a special evening at home. It simply means that we're infusing that time with more presence and more mindfulness. We get really intentional about what we are creating and how we are living. So, what intention do you want to set for spring? This is such a wonderful practice. I really want you to spend some time tuning into this today. We've done a little bit of work already this week around spring and how we feel around springtime and the kind of person that we want to be and what we're excited for. So if you really take a moment right here, right now, you can close your eyes if that's helpful and maybe place a hand to the heart or a hand to the belly. And take a moment to see yourself in your best version of you this springtime. How are you feeling as you're moving through this beautiful season that we have ahead? What's going on in your life? How do you want to feel? What do you want to experience? What do you want to create? Just start to tune into a version of you that you so want to arrive at. And notice what stands out. If it's a feeling that comes up right away, or if it's something that you're doing, or a place you're arriving at, or something that you're completing, just notice where your heart automatically takes you when it comes to envisioning some version of you this spring that you really want to connect with. And then from that vision, from that image, I want you to extract an intention for what you want to create this springtime. And if you have no clue and you feel like this feels so far away, I really haven't had the time to think about this, then just sit down and start writing in your journal. Something I want to create this spring is. or even just begin, my intention for spring is, or this springtime I want to be, and just fill in the blank and free write a little bit around this vision of your highest self navigating the magic of spring this season. And once you have that clarity and you really know my intention for spring is, write that down and start connecting with it a little bit throughout the day. So read it out loud or text your best friend, hey, my intention for spring is this. What's your intention? Write it on a post-it and put it in your closet mirror so you see it every time when you get dressed, and just have a moment where you get to connect with that intention every single day so that you can actually get closer to making this magic happen.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
My intention for spring is to watch my family thrive along with the many plants in my garden, and to really spend as much time outside as possible. And throughout all the busyness of spring, because spring becomes a very busy time, to support and nourish myself as well as I do everyone else. This springtime for me really is about thriving, not just surviving, not just healing, not just getting to a next phase, but really thriving and feeling so good in my day to day. What is your intention this springtime? Take some time here. Get intentional about how you want to live and the life you want to create. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today. I'll be back with another springtime practice tomorrow.